You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 77, Count Your Blessings. In this episode, I want to discuss the power of counting your blessings. This should be done on a daily basis. It's like prayer and meditation. It creates good energy. It's so important that you realize the power of your mind, that whatever you put your attention on, you create more of it. This is why you want to count your blessings on a daily basis. You need to be reminded of the good that is already in your life and do this every day until it becomes a habit. You want to focus on good things because this focus of your thought energy will only bring you more blessings into your life. People spend so much time focusing on what is not good about their life or what they don't have that they inadvertently create more of it. Because our universe is one that is based on attraction. It will only bring you more of what you focus on. So placing your thoughts continuously on things that are unwanted only allows for more of that same energy to manifest in your life. This is one of the explanations for the saying that the poor get poorer and the rich get richer. It's all vibrational. If all poor people think about is not having enough money, then they inadvertently create more poverty. The rich create more wealth because they focus on their wealth. It's all vibration and a reflection of the state of mind. Remember, you don't need money in order to feel rich. If you can feel what it feels like not to have financial worries or concerns, then you will manifest that reality. You create it first in your mind. Counting your blessings will help you realize more blessings. It's really that simple. Focusing on what's working in your life and your successes will help you manifest more of those things. It promotes good energy and a high vibration when you think about what is going well already for you. Then you can create more of that same energy. Sometimes people think nothing is going well for them. But even if you think that at this moment, there are always things in your life that you can be grateful for. Most times, it's the things that you take for granted. Start looking more closely at your life to see where your blessings are. If you're able to walk, that's a blessing. If you're able to think straight, that's a blessing too. And if you have your health, then that's a huge blessing. Focus on your good and keep being grateful for it. That's how you create more good energy in your life. If you need to sit down and begin to make a list of things to be grateful for, this will help you center your thoughts on the positive aspects of your life. Every time you think of something unwanted, just remember to put light around it and try to let it go. If you do this every time you think of something negative, then you'll find that those thoughts won't come to you so often anymore because the light is of a different vibration than the negative thought, and it will begin to repel that energy. You have to learn how to use your power. It's subtle, but very effective. Let your mind work for you instead of against you. We have all been conditioned to work against ourselves in this world and to create unwanted things in our lives. But we have the power to conquer this way of thinking, and we must use this inner force to free ourselves from this self-destructive cycle. Most of humanity is still caught in this cycle, which is a manifestation of darkness that is created through ignorance. Now that you know better, you must begin to do better because you are responsible for your creation. Spirit has always reminded us of how we can free ourselves from these unwanted manifestations. Whatever they may be, we are the creators of our experience, whether we know it or not. We must now begin to take conscious control of our thoughts in order to become conscious creators of our experience. Using affirmations to redirect our thoughts to higher vibrations can be very effective. When you find your mind going negative, you have to replace that thought with something positive. If not, you will continue to think it and draw more of that same energy to you. Thoughts are magnetic, and you have to remember this. That's why you attract to you what you think about, good or bad. That's the power of magnetism, and it's a perfect reflection of the universe that we live in. Remember that you can consciously decide what to think about, and this is empowering because no one else can control your thoughts. They can influence them, but in the end, that's all they can do. Only you have the power to determine what you focus on. You can allow others to pollute your mind with their negativity, or you can shut them down. It's your choice. You must control outside influences if you intend to be a positive person, because you have to turn the negativity off that is flowing to you before you can begin to focus on the positive. Otherwise, the negative energy becomes seeds that will sprout when given the opportunity. They sit in the back of your mind, just waiting for the right moment to manifest. So you must begin this process of elimination immediately. You have to decide every day that you will focus on the positive aspects of your life. Start using light to eliminate negative thoughts, and your vibration will begin to change degree by degree. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. It's a process, and you just have to stick with it. I promise you, things will start to change. This show helps me to stay positively focused while reminding you to do the same. This is how blessings work. They spread because we help others when we help ourselves, even if it's just in our example, because influence is powerful. So let's be a positive influence on others. Thank you again, Life Family, for taking the time to listen to this episode. If you feel inclined to do so, please share this with someone you know it will resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.